Mike Cernovich on Epstein, no press conference, footage, or explanation. By Robert Krajicek on August 12, 2019. Nobody's going to trust the institutions or government, said filmmaker and author Mike Cernovich of authorities' lack of transparency regarding the death of Jeffrey Epstein combined with broad disinterest across the news media in investigating its circumstances. We know that one of the most high-profile people held in federal custody mysteriously died, said Cernovich of Epstein in a Monday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. According to prison officials, there's no video of the incident, Cernovich noted, and we know that protocol wasn't followed. Jeffrey Epstein wasn't being monitored, and we don't know that it's suicide. The medical examiner said it might be suicide or his apparent suicide. Even that hasn't been confirmed. Right now, everything we know is quite suspicious. Listen. Many news media outlets neglected years-long goings-on involving Epstein until attempting to link the convicted sex offender to President Donald Trump, remarked Cernovich. Jeffrey Epstein had been engaging in behavior that is now public for a long time, and nobody in the media cared about it, recalled Cernovich. That's just the facts. You can find it anywhere. Then I took interest in the case in about 2017 and tried to get these records and civil lawsuits and to find out what was happening and, moreover, who he was working with and collaborating with. Cernovich continued, a lot of big names ultimately came out from that. Governor Bill Richardson, again, these are allegations, was named. A former senator was named, Prince Andrew was named. And these documents are released on Friday, and the next day, Epstein's dead from suicide. That is one strange coincidence. Epstein's death will degrade public trust in institutions and government, estimated Marlowe. It just erodes credibility in everything, Marlowe determined. Law enforcement, government, especially in the media. As if there's any credibility left, we've got the highest profile criminal in the entire world, who should be on suicide watch, who somehow dies, and we have no answers. We have no video. We have no witnesses, and we're already on Vladimir Putin. We're not on the total erosion of trust in American institutions. As conspiratorial as I can be at times, I didn't think he was going to commit suicide, or be suicided or whatever it was, added Cernovich. Cernovich went on, even the medical examiner's report said, we've done a preliminary report but we can't give you the full results, yet. What do you mean? You claim he killed himself. Are there marks on his neck? What apparatus was used? These are basic forensic questions that should have been easy to answer and we don't have those answers. Epstein was linked to figures holding power beyond the Clintons, stated Cernovich. Epstein went way beyond the Clintons. Bill Clinton is a joke, nowadays. The Clinton family are a joke. They don't have any power, political or otherwise. We're talking royal families. We're talking trillionaires. We're talking a level of power and sophistication that goes well beyond prominent figures, including names that people don't even know. This is so beyond old Bill Clinton, who nobody even cares about, and who is not in power anymore. If we want to look, we want to look at a much higher level. We want to find out where Epstein made his money, where are the trades. He allegedly managed Lay Wexner's money. Where's the transaction history? These are things people should stay focused on and keep asking about. Epstein's death will intimidate those he victimized from coming forward, speculated Cernovich. Imagine, you've been abused by the people and you watch Epstein get taken away in jail. Do you ever come forward, knowing that they can get to anybody? I doubt it. Cernovich recalled, there hasn't been a press conference, actually. If you look at what isn't happening in this case, there hasn't been a press conference. There hasn't been an explanation. Where did he get the shoelaces from? We all know he was in special housing. We all know that he had been on suicide watch. That means he doesn't have a shoelace. So how's he do it, man? What are the logistics of it? He's not going to have bed sheets that he can tie down because they removed all that. So how did he do it? What did he actually use? Nobody knows. He just died. Accept it and move on. This is definitely not going to die down among the people. On Monday, the New York Times reported that Jeffrey Epstein used bedsheets to hang himself on Saturday. Cernovich added, there will be more documents unsealed. 2,000 documents were released, and those were only the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole huge docket underneath that people are going to get unsealed. There will be motions to unseal because I've laid down a blueprint that people can follow, and they will try to unseal every case involving Jeffrey Epstein so more might come out. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.